The generic drug industry is in trouble with the nation's attorneys general. 44 out of the 50 attorneys general filed a lawsuit today in federal court in Connecticut. The suit accuses the largest makers of generic drugs of conspiring to artificially inflate the prices of medications. And that is just one of many problems within the industry, according to Catherine Eban. She's the author of the upcoming book, Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom.
90% of our drug supply is generic, and the majority of those drugs are made overseas. And it might surprise people to know, but 80% of the active ingredient in all our drugs, whether brand or generic, are coming from overseas, India and China predominantly.
What kind of regulations does the Food and Drug Administration actually have for generic drug manufacturers overseas? Like, do we have jurisdiction?
Well, we don't really have jurisdiction. However, the requirement is that any manufacturer making drugs of any kind for the U.S. market has to follow what are called current good manufacturing practices, which spells out all of the steps that they have to follow, including preserving and maintaining data at each step of the manufacturing process. And that's really viewed as a kind of cornerstone of quality. So the regulations aren't any different. The issue is really in the enforcement of them.
So let's talk about Peter Baker. He was a young consumer safety officer for the FDA. And in 2012, he began inspecting the manufacturing plants in India. He was shocked. What kind of problems was he seeing?
One of the problems with the FDA's inspections overseas is that they're announced in advance. But Peter Baker was trying to really get beneath the surface of the plant. So instead of just requesting documents, he was actually going into the plant's computer systems, as was his right, and looking at the data. And that is how he uncovered that the plants were operating sort of hidden manufacturing operations beneath the surface of the seemingly transparently run plant. A lot of the companies were doing what's called pre-testing. In an offline system, they were testing the drugs, seeing if they would pass specifications. And when it looked like they didn't, they were tampering with some of those tests, manipulating them, then retesting in the official system. They uncovered really remarkable evidence of fraud, including showing that the plants were sterile when they weren't, manipulating tests, air samples, water samples. And at that point, there was an expectation that the FDA would make unannounced inspections the norm throughout the world. Instead, in a number of cases, they've downgraded their own investigators' findings and sort of gotten these plants off of the regulatory hook, which allows the drugs to keep coming in.
So when the average American consumer walks into, say, CVS or Walgreens to pick up their prescription, I mean, should they be worried? And what kind of changes would you like to see made?
I think there is reason for concern. One of the problems is there's no transparency about where the drugs are being made. So one of the things I'd like to see is country of origin labeling, which would inform the consumer. I'd like to see the FDA make unannounced inspections the norm everywhere. But, you know, really a consumer and regulatory revolution needs to take place. A complete rethink of global regulatory standards. The fact is, we have a global drug supply. We're relying on India. We're relying on China. We should have very clear stipulations that unless they meet certain standards, their drugs are not coming into our market and vice versa.
Catherine Eban, author of the upcoming book, Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.